listening to the Survival in Motion podcast. Learn, adapt, prepare, survive.
Hi, everyone. This is author Cal Wilson, and welcome to my website, survivalinmotion.com. Seeing as this is the first podcast on this website, I think an introduction is in order. Let me read to you what I wrote to Amazon about myself. Cal Wilson is a Christian, patriot, gun owner, and prepper. Wilson is a professional and has been involved in law enforcement for over 20 years. He lives in an undisclosed location west of the Mississippi River with his wife and various family members. I have several books out, and two of them are nonfiction, two of them are fiction. They all deal with prepping and dystopia, into the world, that kind of thing. The two nonfiction books are called Dirt Cheap Valuable Prepping and Dirt Cheap Valuable Survival Retreat. The two fiction books are called EMP, The End of the Grid as We Know It, and also The Camouflage Cross. The two fiction books have to do with the end of the world and how people would handle it. The Camouflage Cross book is about a group of Christian preppers and how they're handling or trying to handle the biblical end times. Anyway, let me tell you about this website. It's basically me throwing in the towel on a certain issue. I've had the pleasure of meeting and talking with other authors out there, and invariably the subject comes up about book marketing, and they always seem to ask me about how's your email list coming. And I don't have an email list. I've been too busy doing other things, just haven't gotten around to it. And finally, this last author I dealt with, it was a phone conversation. Actually, a nice guy. And the conversation was going well, and I just felt, here it comes. And he says, so, how's the email list going? And I thought, I don't have an email list. I'm lame. There, I said it. Are you happy? I almost said that, but I didn't. I kept my cool. And finally, I just thought, why don't I just give in to all this? Every author that comes along and I talk to them, they ask about my email list. So let me just go ahead and get it done and start on a website that collects the email addresses of book readers. And I can tell my readers when my next book comes out. I can tell them when author events are coming up, that kind of thing. And if nothing else, it will put an end to that part of the conversation with other authors about what my email list is doing and I don't have it, that kind of thing. So now I finally have a website up that collects reader emails. And if you'd like to sign up, like I said, for updates on author events, what's going on, and the next time I have a book released, that kind of thing, by all means, sign up and give me your email address. And I promise your privacy will be respected. Your email address will not be sold to anybody. There won't be any spam, on and on. It's totally legit. Anyway, so I have this website now where I'm going to be collecting reader email addresses, but I have to do things different and interesting and kind of entertaining. I crave being different. It's just the way I am. So anyway, I'm not going to just set up a website where it says, hey, here are my books and sign up for my email list update, and that's it. So I've decided to put together this website where I'm going to have some podcasts every once in a while. I'm going to have some useful information, that kind of thing. In other words, it's going to be different and interesting, and it's going to be useful. All right, so what is Survival in Motion? Basically, it is the idea of adjusting to different disasters that we see coming ahead of us. I think all preppers have their own favorite catastrophe they want to prepare for. But if something else comes up, it's you've got to adjust. You've got to adapt. And that way you can prepare and survive for the next disaster that really befalls you instead of what you think will be coming your way. So it's basically adapting, and it's also sliding scale prepping. In my opinion, I've always felt this, that it's the smaller level disasters that are most likely to happen. The bigger level disasters you have to prepare for, but they are the least likely to have happen. It's like a chart that kind of goes from, there's a line that goes from top left to bottom right. You know, the smaller the level disaster, the most likely it is to happen. And then on the other end of the scale is the worst disaster, which is still possible and should be prepared for, but relatively speaking, less likely to happen. All right, there's another thing. The ultimate disaster is something that we're all facing someday, which is death. And the question is, after you die, where will you go? What's going to happen to you? And that's why I'm going to be including some preaching audios. I'm a Christian, follower of Jesus Christ, and I think it's important that the discussion of post-death realities come into this. I'm one of those who, in my church, I volunteered to preach at the local nursing home. And every once in a while, I will have a tape recording of that play on this podcast, one of my sermons at the nursing home. Those are kind of informal, and every once in a while I get feedback from the people in the audience there right in the middle of the sermon. Or I'll talk to somebody right in the middle of the sermon or ask a question or whatever. And I do my best to make them cheerful and upbeat and crack a joke every once in a while. So even if you're not a Christian and you're not a believer in this, give a listen to these sermons, because I think you'll enjoy them. All right, regarding politics, this is not a political website. This is not a podcast that has its aim to discuss political issues all the time. But there's no avoiding it. When it comes to prepping and survival issues, I don't think it's possible to completely avoid political issues every once in a while. And here are a couple of examples off the top. Healthcare, which is dominated right now by Obamacare. If you or a loved one get a serious illness or some kind of cancer, you're going to be spending a lot of money out of pocket. And it's almost impossible to discuss how to handle that disaster without some kind of reference to Obamacare and criticism of it. Also, there's gun rights. That's a big disaster issue right there. I think it's pretty clear in the Second Amendment to the Constitution that we have rights to possess guns. And there's even a Supreme Court decision out there, the Heller decision, that has specified this right is not limited to militias. So even though politics will get talked about every once in a while, it's not the main subject here, and I certainly don't plan on beating everybody over the head with political opinion. Most preppers are conservative or libertarian. I want to say like 90% of preppers are conservative or libertarian anyway. So I suspect that no one's really going to object to what I say. On the other hand, I want to say this. I think there are several liberals who are friends of mine or family members. And I believe that if they listen to my podcast and they hear some of my political commentary that I slip in every once in a while, I don't think they will get infuriated on it. I really do. I think they will tolerate my political talk anyway. The language used in this podcast, I believe, will be okay for 10-year-olders on up. I think it's fair to say that the language is PG rated, not G rated, but PG. The worst words I could foresee using in these podcasts are damn, crap, the initials BS, and hell. And I do not like to use the, I will not use the F-bomb or the SH word, and there will be no taking of the Lord's name in vain. I will do my best to keep these, the length of these podcasts around 15 to 30 minutes each. And it's my goal to have one or two per month. And it could be more, it could be less than that. The website itself will have some things on there that will produce income for me and will help pay for the production of the website. I'm not going to be a total prostitute about it, but I'm going to have a button where you can shop at Amazon. And occasionally when products come up that I think are relevant to prepping, if those products are available on Amazon, I'm going to have a link to that product being sold on Amazon. And here's the relevance of it. Putting together a website is not nearly as complicated as it was many years ago, but it's not that simple nowadays. And there are times when I'm working on a website when I will feel so frustrated, I'll be tempted to just rip the computer out of the wall and throw it out the window. And I have to tell myself, turn off the computer, step back from the computer, put the gun down, put the computer back on the desk there and just hire somebody. So that's how it comes up I get so frustrated sometimes programming the website that I need occasionally to hire somebody. Now, here's how the Amazon hookup works. You can go to www.amazon.com on your browser, and the Amazon website will come up. You can shop like normal, as you always do. Or you can go to survivalinmotion.com. There's that tab there that says shop on Amazon. You can click on that, and then it'll look the same. It'll be identical on your screen that the Amazon webpage will be there, and you can shop as normal, as you always do. And a few shekels will come my way depending on how much money you spend, but it's identical. There's no spam or viruses that will infiltrate your computer. It's just the same old Amazon website that you could have brought up on your browser just by putting www.amazon.com. So I'd appreciate if you shop on Amazon through this tab. My money situation's okay, but I would prefer this website just pay its own bills. Here's the thing about Patreon. It's something where you can become a patron of this website and this podcast by pledging a few dollars each month. And like I say, it's about the same cost as a handful of 5.56 bullets or 7.62 bullets. It's not something that you'll miss on your monthly outings to the rifle range. Well, maybe some of you will miss it. I don't know. Or it's about the same cost of a cup of overpriced coffee at Starbucks handed to you by a barista at Starbucks, most of whom are millennials and probably disapprove of your prepping thoughts anyway. So there. So keep that in mind. Let me talk about the choice of guests. As a consumer of prepper website or prepper podcast myself, I have noticed this happens a lot, and I just want to fess up myself that on occasion I will have people on as guests who happen to also have a banner ad, or they are a sponsor of the show or whatever. It just works out that way. Or if they've had me on their show, that kind of thing. So I just want to fess up that there's always, well, not always, but a lot of times there's going to be a conflict of interest in the guests I have on the show. So just so you know, I admit it up front. And I will make sure that any guest on here, even if they are a banner ad payer or a sponsor or whatever. I'll make sure that they have useful information anyway. So anyway, make sure to shop through the Amazon link and sign up to be a patron on Patreon for this website. So in conclusion, just wanted to thank you for listening, and I hope that you find the information on these podcasts and this website. Hope you find it all informing and entertaining. And I hope that you do leave your email address so that you can be updated for the new books that are released or author events or whatever. And like I said, there will be no spam. Your privacy will be respected and your email address will not be sold to anyone. Anyway, I hear the music. That means that our time is up. Thanks for joining me, and God bless.